Я буду по-английски говорить. So I will talk a little bit about Lord Ram. Because, as it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chinvatah Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantah Stohya Bhadrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam. That when we speak about Lord Ram, when we speak about Krishna, when we do Ram Katha, or Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, then Krishna, who is in our heart, who is situated within the core of our heart, become very pleased. So, because he is pleased, he starts working in our heart. He purifies our heart from within. And the pure heart is actually the guarantee of our happiness. If we want to be happy in this world, the only thing which we need is the pure heart. If our heart is dirty, if our heart is diseased, if our heart has this hridroga or the disease of envy and malice, then we cannot be happy under any circumstances. And vice versa, if our heart is clean, then no matter what our external conditions are, we will be happy. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that everyone is entitled to be happy. But the happiness comes from within, not from without. People, they wrongly assume that the happiness is coming from external circumstances, from our wealth, from our relatives or whatever. But happiness is coming from the loving heart. And if the loving heart is there, one is happy. And if the loving heart is not there, if the heart is eaten up by our envy, by malice, by krodha, by lobha, then no matter what we do, we will not be happy. So in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that when we listen about Krishna, stories about Krishna, when we listen the holy name of Krishna, then Krishna becomes pleased. This is a natural psychology because everyone wants to listen about himself, right? Did you notice this? When somebody is talking about you, you become really attentive. If somebody is speaking about Krishna, you may or may not be attentive. But if somebody is talking about you, you will be attentive. So Krishna is within your heart. And when you listen about Krishna, he also listens. And when you speak about Krishna, he also listens there within your heart. And when you speak something nice about Krishna, and when you listen something nice about Krishna, he becomes pleased. And he starts cleaning your heart from within. So this is the mechanism. And the story about Lord Ram has been heard again and again, so many times, by everyone. Basically, everyone knows the gist of the story. Everyone knows that, you know, there was a demon named Ravan, and there was a king named Ram, and then his wife was kidnapped. It's a very simple story, and everyone knows the story, the plot of the story. But still, everyone has such a nectar by listening this, and only because by listening about Lord Ram, your heart becomes purified. If you just listen about somebody's wife being kidnapped, your heart is not necessarily being purified at that time. There is no guarantee for this. But if you listen how Mother Sita was kidnapped, your heart will be purified. There is no doubt about it. This is a very ancient recipe. And this recipe has been proven again and again and again over centuries. So many people over centuries, over thousands of years have been listening about Lord Ram. In fact, it is said that Hanuman, he has these blessings. The blessings which he was given is that he would always listen about Lord Ram. Mother Sita, when she became pleased with Hanuman, when Hanuman came to Lanka, and she became very, very pleased that he basically found her, and she said, Hanuman, I want to ask to give you benediction. You know, you served so nicely to Lord Ram, and therefore, I want to give you benediction. And who is Mother Sita? Mother Sita is the energy of the Lord. She is Shakti of the Lord himself. So when she says that I will give you the benediction, you know, it will be a very powerful benediction. So she said to Hanuman, Hanuman, you want a benediction? And he said, of course I want a benediction. So I bless you. From now on, you will live a long life and you will be very healthy. And Hanuman became very morose. He said,
why do you curse me? You said you give me blessings, and instead you give me long life. What am I going to do with this long life? This is not the blessings. And she said, she became really, you know, disturbed. And she said, okay, you will live eternally. And Hanuman became even more morose. And then she said, no, no. When actually she was testing him, because she wanted to know what he wants. And Hanuman said, no, no, this is not a real blessings. What are you giving to me is not a blessings at all. You know, what is the use of long life if this long life is just wasted, if this long life is just completely spoiled? And Mother Sita gave him the benediction. Okay, Hanuman, I give you the benediction that from now on you will be very dear to Lord Ram. And in fact, when you hear about Ram, you will see his presence. You will see him personally. And Hanuman, he became very pleased. He said, now you're talking. You know, before that you were just bluffing. You were just trying to cheat me. But the real blessings is to hear about Lord Ram and to understand that Ram is the manifestation of eternity. He is knowledge and bliss personified. And when we hear about him, we kind of inherit these qualities of these properties of Lord Ram. There is an interesting story in this regard, that the story which shows that Indian culture, the traditional Indian culture, is based on Krishna Katha, Hari Katha, Ram Katha. This is the basis, this is the foundation of Indian culture, Indian tradition. In fact, the great Indian culture kept its purity only because of this one simple factor, because this Ram Katha or Hari Katha or Krishna Katha is still very much present within the depths of Indian culture. This is how you remain pure, this is how you keep your purity, and this is how you guarantee your purity of your mind for the rest of eternity, in fact. And the little story goes like this. Once, it was maybe some 60 years ago, it's a true story. Once a foreigner came to India, and he wanted really to know how these people live, because these people live quite differently from the Western people. And he wanted to know what is all about. So he went to a grocery shop, and in a grocery shop he saw a scene. He saw a middle-aged man who is in the shop, and he's selling goods. And he saw a little boy, and this little boy is playing something there nearby. And he saw an old man, and this old man was sitting there in the back room, and he was reading Ramayana. He was reading the chapter of Ramayana, how monkeys were building the bridge to Lanka. So and he asked this old man, you know, what are you doing? Can you explain what is your life is all about? He said, this is my son, and this is my shop, and this is my son. My son is doing my business, and he is working. And this is his son, my grandson. He's playing there in the ground. And here I am retired, and I'm reading about Lord Ram. So, and he was, you know, somehow or other it struck him, you know. There was some kind of very peaceful setting. And he was quite impressed by this. So he went back, and he kept it in mind. And some 30 years after this, he went back to India. And somehow or other he remembered this scene, how there was grocery shop, an old man is reading Ramayana, and the middle-aged man is selling, and the young man is playing, young boy is playing. So he went and he found the same grocery shop. And to his complete, utter amazement, he saw a middle-aged man selling the goods, and he saw the same old man reading Ramayana. And in fact, he was reading the very same chapter about monkeys building the bridge to Lanka. And he saw a young boy who was playing there in the mud. And he went to this old man and he said, my dear sir, why did it take you 30 years to read this one chapter? Can you please explain me? How is that nothing changed? He said, can you explain me what are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. He said, I was here in India in this grocery shop 30 years, and I saw exactly the same scene. You know, I saw middle-aged man, and he was selling. I saw the boy, and it seems like nothing changed. 30 years passed, and everything is the same. And then the old man realized, and he said, no, no. The man who was reading Ramayana at that time was my father. He is dead now. And the boy who was playing at that time, it's this middle-aged man who is now selling the groceries, goods. And the boy who is playing there, he's my grandson and his son, and grand-grandson of this late father. And I'm reading the same chapter because I'm reading Ramayana, because I'm retired now. And this man was even more impressed because he saw that there is an eternal basis for the culture. What we see now, the modern culture which we see around us, everything is changing so quickly. And because it is based on the mode of passion, you know, sometimes we feel little pleasure, you know, it seems like, you know, it's boring, the same thing, you know, reading the same chapter about monkeys building the bridge to Lanka. But in fact, this gives you the stability. This gives you shanti, peace in your heart. It gives you actually the real clarity of the mind. In this passionate culture, nobody is clear in his mind. And nobody is clean as his heart. You know, the heart is craving for more and more and more. And people are, you know, they're totally running and running and running. But the only result of all this chase, and everyone is engaged in this chase, but the only result of this chase is that everyone is sad. Everyone is morose. And ultimately everyone is unhappy. And here we see the eternal culture. And this eternal culture is based on this one simple principle, Ramkatha. You know, you listen about Lord Ram, and you're not getting tired about listening to Lord Ram. Because Lord Ram's name, the very name of Lord Ram, is full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And if you just keep on repeating Ram's name, you know, your heart will be filled with eternity, knowledge, and bliss. I have been repeating Lord Ram's name for how many years? 24 years now, right? It's a long time. And usually when people here in Russia want to scare somebody off, and they say, this Hare Krishna's are bad, because they repeat the same thing 1,728 times. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And that's a fact. We repeat the same thing 1,728 times for 24 years every day, and sometimes more, sometimes much more. But still, we are not tired. You know, I have been repeating it 24 years, and I'm still repeating it, and I'm still thinking, what is it all about? But in fact, the story of Ramayana shows the main plot of the story is to show the potency of the holy name. It is said that in all the scriptures, the essence of all the scriptures is to prove to everyone the efficacy of the holy name. You know, people they need to be saved. They need to be saved from greed in the heart. They need to be saved from envy in the heart. They need to be saved from malice, from lobha, from greed in the heart. This is our real enemies. Our enemies are not without. Our enemies are within. And the only solution and the only means to be saved from these enemies which are within our heart. And it's very difficult. When the enemies are within, it's very difficult to fight with them. Because you don't think they're enemies, right? If greed is yours, you think it's good, right? Because it's a part of you. If anger is yours, if lust is yours, you think it's very good, it's my lust, right? We have this psychology, whatever is mine is good, right? It doesn't matter, you know, you may have so many bad habits, but because it's yours, it's good, you know. So therefore, we're used to this lust, envy, greed, everything within our heart. And it's very difficult to purify our heart. So the only means is to purify the heart is to chant the holy name. As I said, the story of Ramayana is the best proof for this. In fact, we know that the holy author of Ramayana, Valmiki Muni, he was tricked. Valmiki Muni, in his previous life, in his previous existence, was a hunter. And hunter is a sinner. Hunters, they kill animals. They kill innocent animals. And this hunter was a very dutiful hunter. He was a very good family man. He had big family, many sons and daughters and big wife. And he was killing animals just to make his wife even bigger. He was earning livelihood for his family, you know. And if somebody would tell him that you are doing wrong, you are doing sins, he would say, no, I'm not doing wrong because I'm performing my duties. My wife has to remain her status quo. And my children have to eat, and my relatives have to do this, and I have to do this. I have no other means for survival. I have to do this. And, of course, every one of us have heard this so many times. I have to commit sinful activities in order to survive. Basically, this is the story of this world, you know. If you are in this world, you have to commit sinful activities just to survive. So, but at the same time, perhaps there was some purity in his heart or some sincerity, spark of sincerity. So some big rishis, they wanted to, and he was not only a hunter, he was a robber. He was a thief. He was killing people even who were passing by the forest. So some, you know, saints were passing by the forest. Some say it was Narada Muni, some say it was Sapta Rishis. It doesn't matter really. And when they were passing by in the forest, this hunter and this thief, rogue, he stopped them and he said, stop, give me money. And they told, we don't have money, we're mendicants, we're munis, we don't have money. You know, and he said, if you don't have money, if you don't give me money, I will kill you. And they asked, why do you want to kill us? Why? And because he was a little honest in his heart, he said, you know, I know it's sinful, but I have to feed my children. I have to feed my wife. And then these munis, they said to him, you please go to your wife and you ask your wife whether she will be willing to share the sinful reactions which you will acquire by killing all these animals, by killing all these people, by performing all these sinful activities, whether she or your children will be willing to share the sinful reactions. And he said, you're just tricking me. You just want to escape. They said, no, no, we're not tricking. You can tie us up. You go and ask them. And somehow or other he became thoughtful under this influence of this saintly association. He went back to his family and he asked his wife, you know, every day I'm performing sins. Are you willing to share a little bit with my sinful reactions? He said, why? Why should I? What do I have to do with this? And he asked his little children, are you willing to take a burden of my sinful reactions? I say, no, no, father, no, no, this is your business. We have nothing to do with this. And that was, for him, it was the moment of truth. So he became very thoughtful. So he came back and he said, no, they are not willing. And I acquired so much sinful reactions. How can I get rid of all these reactions? And then this saintly people, they told him, you repeat two syllables, ma and ra. And ma ra means death. In other words, they told Valmiki Muni, or would-be Valmiki Muni, you repeat mara, 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 death, 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 death. And he started repeating mara, 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 mara. And when you repeat mara, 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 ultimately you will repeat what? Ram, ram, ram. Because the syllables are the same. There is no difference. So he started repeating very diligently, mara, 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 ram, 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 ram. And, you know, he was so diligent in repeating this, then the whole ant hill grew up. The ants built their house around Valmiki Muni. So the purport of this story, the lesson of this story is that actually there are alternatives which every one of us has. Every one of us has to choose whether he wants to have death or whether he wants to have God. And the only way to have God, to get God within the heart, to have God working within our heart, is to repeat his holy name. You know, he was chanting Mara, but in fact he was chanting Ram. And the holy name of Lord Ram saves.
There is a little story in Ramayana how monkeys were building the bridge, because I already told that this is the most important part of Ramayana. And I'm not joking. I will give you esoteric purport of this statement now. You know, because we're also about to build a temple in Moscow. And this is not much different from monkeys building the bridge in Lanka. The monkeys were not very sophisticated. They didn't have so much, you know, money. Still, they built the bridge. And in the same way, we are little monkeys here, you know, in Moscow. We don't have a lot of money. We don't have a lot of power. But still, we, you know, very ambitiously we said, we will build this temple. And so many Ravanas got really agitated about it and started attacking us from different sides. So for us, it's definitely the most important part of the whole Ramayana, how monkeys succeeded to build the bridge. And how they succeeded, how they did succeed to build the bridge was very simple. The monkeys, they were told by Lord Ram, or in fact by Nila. Nila was the bear, and bear was with the monkeys, and Nila was the engineer. He's a Chiranjeevi, he was the engineer. And Lord Ram gave him this task, this service. He said, you have to build a bridge over the ocean. And Neil said, there's no problem, we'll build a bridge. You bring stones, you bring big rocks. And some monkeys who were little intelligent, those monkeys who were not really intelligent, they just ran to bring the rocks. But those who were intelligent, they asked, my dear Neil, how are we going to build the bridge, because rocks usually drown? You know, and the ocean is so deep. In fact, it is said that the depth of the ocean is immeasurable. You know, in some places, ocean goes deep to Patala Loka. So many planetary system. Ocean doesn't really, in some places, there is no bottom in the ocean. So monkeys, they said, Nila, how are we going to build the bridge? Because all these rocks will drown. And so many rocks we will have to bring. And it will take a long time to build this bridge. And Nila said, no problem. You get the rocks, and you carve the name Ram on the rock. And if the rock has the name Ram, you put it in the place and in the water. And by my mystic power, he said, by my mystic power, the rocks will float. And they checked it, and they took a rock, they carved the name of Ram, and they placed it in the water. And lo and behold, the rock was floating. And they became really enthusiastic, and they brought so many rocks, rock after rock, and they were very enthusiastically writing, Ram, 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 Ram. And Lord Ram was watching, and he said, is it possible that my name is so powerful? Is it really possible? He was doubting, because he was playing this Leela of a human being. He is Bhagavan himself, but he's playing this role of human being for us. So he said, is it possible that the name of Lord Ram is so, you know, he said, if my name is so powerful, what will happen if I place the rock? Will it float or not? So he wanted to check. And when the night was there, when the monkeys were sleeping, Lord Ram came to the shore of the ocean, and he placed the rock. And to his surprise, the rock didn't float, it drowned. And he was very happy that it's night, that nobody sees this, because it's kind of shameful for him, you know. And then he looked around, and he saw Hanuman was behind. Hanuman was, he was spying. And he saw this complete, and Lord Ram, he became a little confused, you know. And Hanuman, he smiled, and he said, my dear Lord, why are you doing this, you know? You're not supposed to do this. This is not your business to build the bridge, to put the rocks, you know. This is the business of your name. Your business is to enjoy. Because Bhagavan, God, is the enjoyer. You know, he's enjoying with Mother Sita in the spiritual world eternally. For the rest of eternity, this is your business, Hanuman said. And to save people, to really
float the souls, because our souls at the moment, they're so heavy with the sins. They're like rocks. You know, our souls are so heavy that if you place our soul in the water, they will drown, right? Much quicker than the rock, because so many sins are there. But the real business of the holy name, you know, ingrain the holy name within your heart, then your soul will float. Then your soul will be completely purified from all the sins. And this is, in fact, the main lesson of Ramayana. Ramayana is there to show that if you live your life, and every one of us has to live our life and has to commit some sinful activities every now and then, approximately 5 times every day, you know, or maybe even more, because it is said in Vedic literature, then if you are born in this world, you are sinful. The very birth, you know, just imagine, just by taking birth in this world, you already commit sin. Because by taking birth, you inflict so much pain to your mother. You know, you're a little baby. You're totally innocent. But the very act of your birth is sinful. You're inflicting birth to your mother, and then you kill so many animals, so many little germs and little microbes and so many other things we do. So the life in this world is sinful. But to purify the heart completely from the sins, the holy name is there. The holy name, it is said that this is Nam Avatar. And Nam Avatar, the holy name, descends to this world just to give the salvation, the chance for salvation for everyone. And everyone, no matter who you are, no matter in which condition you are, no matter what you are doing, no matter how sinful you are, it doesn't matter who you are. You may be Indian, you may be Russian, you may be Armenian, you may be even Jewish, it doesn't matter. You know, no matter who you are, if you chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you will get purified. And this is the lesson of Ramayana. It is said, Tulsidas says that by the power of the holy name, Sita remained chaste. For the whole year, Sita was there in Lanka. And so many times, Ravana, the powerful demon, wanted to spoil her chastity. He wanted to force her. But still, by the power of the holy name, because she was chanting the holy name, she remained chaste. By the power of the holy names, the rock floated. By the power of the holy name, simple monkeys, they killed powerful demon and so many other demons. And ultimately, by the power of the holy name, your heart will become pure. This is the lesson of Ramayana. When Hanuman was flying from Rameshwaram to Ramayana, to Lanka, when Hanuman was flying, Hanuman had a curse. When Hanuman was a little boy, he was very mischievous. He was playing all kinds of stuff, you know, and he was living in the forest, as all monkeys do. He was living in the, and then in the forest, there's not only monkeys are living, in the Vedic forest, so many sages were living. So Hanuman was so mischievous that once, there was one sage living there, and Hanuman, he saw his little cottage. And he saw this sage, and he really became annoyed with this sage. And this sage is, you know, he's wasting his life, you know. He was so powerful, even when he was young. So the Hanuman, he took the tiger and the lion, and he tied the tails of tiger and the lion. And he put the tiger and the lion tied together just in front of this sage's cottage. And early in the morning when the sage was about to, answer the call of the nature, you know, he got up and he was supposed to make his duties, you know, morning duties. He opened the door of his cottage. And the first thing he saw, lion and the tiger just in front of him. And he immediately he closed the door, you know, and Hanuman was up there on the branches. And he started laughing and he said, ah! So... And this sage cursed him. He said, because you're so powerful, and because you're misusing your power, because you don't know how to use your power properly, I curse you. And from now on, you will not know your powers. Hanuman was given so much powers, but he forgot about all his powers. And when he was about, you know, he approached the shore of the ocean, and he was supposed to go to Lanka, and he saw this huge ocean, you know, endless ocean, huge ocean. And he was standing there on the shore, on the shore of the ocean, looking there, and he knew that there are so many yojanas which he has to fly. And then he said, how will I fly? You know, because I can jump, you know, but not that long. So, and then he said, am I crazy? I have the holy name of Lord Ram. And if I pronounce this holy name of Lord Ram, I can jump, you know, all over the universe. There is no problem for me, because this is the power of the name. It is said that the name is not different from God himself. And when we chant the holy name, all the powers of this universe, especially if we chant the holy name purely, if we chant the holy name with love, if the holy name is saturated with love and we pronounce this holy name, we immediately acquire all the powers which God has. So Hanuman said, you know, it's no problem for me. I can jump even further than Lanka. I only have to, you know, pronounce the name of Lord Ram. So he climbed over the mountain, and he really made a deep, deep breeze. He breathed in, and while breathing, he said, while breathing out, he said, Ram. And he said, Ram, and it was very long Ram. He said, Ram, 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 Ram. So while he was chanting the name of Ram, he was flying. And when he flew to Lanka, he stopped chanting the Lord Ram, the Lord Ram's name, and he immediately landed down. So this is again and again Hanuman and so many other you know, heroes of Ramayana, and they proved the efficacy of Lord Ram's name. And the, again, as I said, if we want this purity of the heart, the holy name of Lord Ram should always be with us, and then the Ram will be present in our heart. And this is the greatest benediction. The greatest benediction is that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am in everyone's heart. But the problem is that we don't know that Lord is in our heart. We don't feel it. We don't hear him speak. Lord always speaks to us, right? He is there. It is said that as Paramatma, the Supreme Lord is within our heart and within the heart of everyone. But so many times we forget about this. Who remembers about this all the time? Who hears what the Lord speaks to you? Who can say very openly, you know, in so many difficult situations, we ask this question, oh my Lord, please help me, please tell me what should I do? Who heard what the Lord told him at that time? Somebody did this? No? But actually, Lord always answers. Whatever question we may ask ourselves, whatever question we may ask the Lord, he will always answer. The problem is that we don't hear. Why we don't hear? Because we listen to whom? To our mind. Because there is very loud voice of our mind. And the Lord is speaking with a very soft voice. You know, Lord is speaking very softly. And the mind is screaming. The Lord very softly is saying, you are a rascal. And the mind is screaming, you are the best one, you are glorious, you are the best of all. What will we listen? The truth of the Lord or the lie of the mind? We prefer to listen to the lie of the mind. So the point is that if we chant the holy name, that what will happen? We will hear the voice of the Lord. We will heal, we will feel his presence all the time in our heart. And the Lord will always be with us. Who wants to have the Lord always with him? Only two? No, it's good to have him nearby. Because he is all powerful. He is all intelligent. He knows what we are supposed to do. He is the Savior. He is all pure, you know. To have the Lord always with us, it's the greatest benediction which we may have. But for that, we have to feel this. We have to know this all the time. And to know this all the time, feel this all the time, there is only one recipe for this. There is only one way for this. We have to chant the holy name. Ram, 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And then the Lord will always be with our heart, within our heart. We will feel this, His presence all the time. And this is what happens. This is the effect of this chanting of the holy name. You know, like we know that there is a little story again in Ramayana about Hanuman. That once when Sita and Ram came back to Ayodhya, and Lord Ram started rewarding everyone with different gifts. So many monkeys helped him, and Angada was there, and Nila was there, and so many others. Vibhishana was there. And Lord Ram, in a very charitable mood, he was giving different gifts. And he said, Angada, you take this, and Vibhishana, you take the whole Lanka, and you take this, my statue, my murti. And then Sita, and so many gifts Lord Ram gave. And then Sita asked, why you're not giving anything to Hanuman? You know, you rewarded everyone. You didn't reward Hanuman. And everyone knows that Hanuman, you know, he performed the greatest service. And Ram, he smiled and he said, because I cannot give him anything. He doesn't need anything material. You know, I was thinking, what can I give to him? And I couldn't give him anything. And Sita, because she was very compassionate, she's a woman, she said, okay, I will give him something. I will give him reward. And in fact, it was a leela arranged by Lord Ram to show the purity and the chastity of Hanuman. So Lord Sita, Mother Sita, she took off the very valuable pearl necklace. She had a huge, big pearl necklace. And she gave it to Hanuman. And she said, Hanuman, you take this necklace. This is for you. This is reward. And Hanuman, you know, he grabbed this necklace. He said, Jai Haribol. And he took this, you know, one pearl, and he placed this pearl here. And then, you know, and then he was not satisfied. And then he put this pearl in his mouth, and he started cracking. And then he spat it. And then another pearl, and another pearl, and another pearl. And, you know, and everyone started laughing. You know, what this uncultured, uncivilized monkey is doing. You know, Mother Sita gave him this valuable, priceless necklace. And he's just, you know, chewing this necklace and throwing out all these pearls. And Mother Sita asked, Hanuman, why are you doing this? And he said, you gave me this necklace and I thought it's something valuable, but it's completely useless. Why did you give it to me? She said, Hanuman, how come it's useless? She said, because I saw that these pearls, they're chanting Lord Ram's name, but they're not chanting, you know. I listen to them. They're not chanting. They're useless. Therefore, I just... And then she said, Hanuman, how come, you know, the pearls are not alive? They're lifeless matter. How can they chant? And Hanuman said, my body is also lifeless matter. And he took, you know, some hairs from his body. He plucked some hairs from his body and he gave it to Mother Sita. And he said to her, you listen. And Mother Sita took these hairs and she heard, Ram, 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 Ram. The hairs on the body of Hanuman were chanting the holy name. Sita was very impressed. And then somebody said, you know, still Hanuman, you know, what is he doing? He is not chaste. And then Lord Ram said, Hanuman, somebody said that you are not chaste. Somebody said that you are neglecting the present which Mother Sita gave. And then Hanuman, he opened his chest. And then he opened his heart. And within his heart, everyone saw Sita and Ram and Hanuman kneel down in front of Sita and Ram and tearing out his chest. And then within the heart of that Hanuman was again Sita and Ram and Hanuman. So again, the purport of this story, if you chant the holy name, the Lord will be there in your heart. You will obtain the greatest gift of chastity, the greatest gift of being chaste to the Lord. You will remain pure in your heart, pure in your mind all the time, and you will remain the chaste servant of the Lord. And again, the only way to do it is to listen about Lord Ram, is to chant his holy name constantly, and is to associate with devotees who will remind you about this. If you do this, then you will always be reminded that the greatest treasure in this life, in this world, is the holy name. If you associate with devotees, if you come to this satsang, then you will have the chance to listen to the holy name, to chant the holy name. And by chanting the holy name, you become happy. And it's very simple. It's a very simple fact. It can be very easily proved. You just have to raise your hands and very loudly chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's it. Are you happy now? It's simple. You do this, you become happy. There is no doubt about it. It can be proven so many times. You just do this with very sincere heart. In a prayerful mood, you pray to Lord Ram. You pray to Lord Krishna. You are the savior of all. You are the perfect. You are the most powerful. And I know that by chanting your holy name, I can acquire all these qualities within my heart. And that's what I need. You know, and there is no other way to acquire this, all these qualities. Every one of us wants to be perfect. Who wants to be perfect? We all want to be perfect. This desire is living within our heart. Everyone in this world wants to be perfect. But who is perfect? No, nobody is perfect. Only God is perfect. But to become perfect, we have to chant his holy name. And by chanting his holy name, we become closer to him. And by becoming closer to him, we acquire all his qualities. All his qualities will reflect upon our heart. And this is the process, how it works. This is how it works. And this is a sure process. By chanting his holy name, we become happy. We become perfect. We become beautiful. We become powerful. We become intelligent. And ultimately, we become renounced. And we will acquire the greatest treasure of love of God within our heart. And the only simple thing which we have to do for this is just chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.